Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We had a little debate during the commercial break about what song, because Falero tries to play a song that's related to the code word for the hour. I don't know this song. Who is this?
Yes, you do. This is B.O.B. and Hayley Williams.
Hayley Williams?
Hayley Williams.
She's not famous.
Have you heard this?
Yeah, heard
it. Yeah?
It's a black dude about to start singing.
So it's called Airplanes, which happens to be the code word, singular.
I've heard this part.
Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's 560 WQAM's Training Camp 12 a Days. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word airplane to 72881, and you are registered. Text airplane, A-I-R-P-L-A-N-E. Text it right now to 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be the top of the next hour, so about 5 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. We want you to get in on the winning, so text the word airplane right now to 72881. We're going to hear from Adam Gase. He spoke with the media after practice today. Heard in Falero's update there that Terrell Owens is going to try out with Saskatchewan, the Rough Riders.
Yeah, don't make me say that again. It took me like 8 takes. Saskatchewan.
And Johnny Manziel, who is he playing for now in the Canadian Football League?
Montreal
Alouettes. He got traded.
Yes.
He was on a different team. He got traded. And he threw 4 picks on Friday night.
And I believe Mike Sherman, the coach that brought Tanner here from Texas A&M, is the head coach of the Montreal Alouettes, who's the worst team in Canada.
That's great. I don't know why it's great, but it's great. 4 picks.
Johnny is not going to be an NFL player ever again.
No.
But he's reaching. T.O. has a psychological problem.
Well, he doesn't want to let go, I guess, and he's still in great shape. He's one of those, like, natural, you could just tell, just natural, godlike body.
He ran a 4.4 at 40.
That's insane.
Something on Twitter was the tagline, a 4.4 at 40, which is impressive, until one of them young boys hit him. Those are 40-year-old bones and ligaments, man. T.O.'s going to get hurt out there playing with kids.
But on a wide field, a Canadian football field, like, you feel like he could run for days.
It gives him a further run up to hit him in his knee.
He has
a psychological problem.
Why?
You just got in the NFL Hall of Fame and you're still chasing a football dream? That's the end of the dream. You're in the Hall of Fame.
Right. That's the payoff for the dream.
That's what it's supposed to be. And then it's not he's going to chase money. You're not making that much money in Canada. He has a psychological problem.
Has anyone, see if you could find out the answer to this, Falero, has anyone been inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame and then continued with a professional football career? Anyone?
You have to be 5 years out.
Right, so I don't think you could go back to the NFL because that seems like it would be insane, but has anyone gone to, you know, the XFL or the... I wonder if there's a Hall of Famer, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, that then had an active professional football career.
Wouldn't they have to be a loser?
You feel like it.
Because
Terrell Owens is a star.
That's what I'm saying. You had a Hall of Fame career. You should be financially set because you should have played out 2 or 3 contracts. So you should have money. And then what are you still chasing? You're still chasing the glory of football. You're in the Hall of Fame. You've had all the glory you need.
Because it could be, you know, like one of these guys that gets in towards the end that's voted in by the Veterans Committee. But if you're getting voted in by the Veterans Committee, you're already in your 70s. So you're not coming back. So it has to be someone that was, you know, inducted within the first couple years of eligibility, which would mean that they're not losers.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it can't have happened.
I'll tell you what, Robert Brazil.
That dude looks like he could still rip someone's head off.
I'll let him get a couple snaps on goal line.
Holy
He's
moly.
He's a big old country fella. I never seen him. Obviously, I was too young.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know he was hell just how he acts.
Oh, my goodness. That dude honestly looks like he... The guy who works for the Hall of Fame, it's a big white dude.
Gigantic.
Looks like Bigfoot. Right?
He's huge.
He's always the guy that goes and knocks on the person's door. They always have the video, you know, whatever. Just a massive white dude.
He towers over all the Hall of Famers.
That guy's the scariest person on the planet. That guy, there's no one that can mess with that dude.
He's scary if, like, Yao Ming scary.
But he,
like,
I feel
goofy,
like...
Goofy big.
I feel like he could take you and throw you away like a crumpled up piece of paper, if he wanted to.
Yeah, but then his knees are knocked, and he's funny. But, you know, what's that called? Gigantosaurus?
Gigantism?
Yeah, I think he's a little gigantism.
He's got a little gigantism, I think. A little touch of the gigantism.
Actually, JT went in, and JT did like a little ceremony at the stadium, at Dolphin Stadium.
Yeah.
And he was there to present JT
there?
Then. And then so he got a chance to kind of bump elbows with him. And, yeah, he's real... He's weird body.
No chance that dude could fly in a regular airplane seat.
No, he's right.
He needs two seats. Two first class seats.
He's close to 7 feet.
Yeah, just a monster of a man.
6'9", I would say at the least.
There's been no NFL player to do it. There's been three NHL players that have been inducted and played again.
Really?
Yeah. Gordie Howe, Guy LaFleur, and Mario Lemieux.
Really?
Yeah.
Guy LaFleur.
Guy.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
It's Guy LaFleur.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Mario Lemieux was something special on the video games.
Yeah, man.
I know about him.
He was inducted in 1997 and last played in the NHL in the 2005 season.
Yeah. But do they have to be 5 years out and all that stuff? Because we just did the math. Like, time should have taken you
right.
out more than anything.
Yeah.
They were both in, Gordie Howe and Lemieux were inducted into the Hall of Fame without waiting the normal 3-year period.
Oh, so 3 years in the NHL, but they just put those guys in because what's the point? They're not getting in, so you're in.
Somebody says T.O. is broke.
I could see that.
But broke?
Like,
Dime can't eat?
He can't be broke because if you're an NFL Hall of Famer or a recognizable personality, like just appearance fees, I mean, you know it. You can, yeah. Like you can get appearance fees. You can make appearances. If you can make appearances in Miami, he could make appearances in San Francisco or Philadelphia or wherever. I mean, honestly, anywhere that there's an NFL team. Everybody knows Terrell Owens.
He should be able to get six figures just by signing stuff.
Just
different
by
places.
Signing stuff.
So why would he go and continue to play football and have a chance to really? I'm not joking. I know Canada football is not great, but they're 25 and they're running.
Right.
They're going to hurt his old ass. Like, I'm not joking. I know he's in good shape. His ligaments and bones are 40 years old. He's going to be in trouble. He shouldn't do that, man. Come on. Just ride. What is it, ride off into the sunset. Just ride off.
Would you watch a Saskatchewan's game, though, if he was lining up as a receiver, though?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
And especially if they can find out a way to get Johnny Manziel to throw the ball to him.
Oh, it'd be great. Get him to Montreal.
Oh, you got me locked in.
Stat. All right, here's Adam Gase after Dolphins practice today. He talks about how having elite pass rushers can help Cam Wake this year.
I don't know what the percentages will be. I mean, we got to see how it's all going to play out. We like our rotation that we have. There's legitimately 8 guys that we could roll in and out. It's just all going to be depending on inactives and how that's going to work out. But, you know, he's a good run defender. I mean, it's not that we want him to be off the field versus a run either. You know, I mean, we need to do a good job of making sure that we balance this thing out. It's like we want to find that fine line of we don't want 70 plays a game, or we don't get caught like we did in 16 when all of a sudden it was 15 plays a game.
Here's Adam Gase. He talked about Mike Gesicki being the fifth string on the first depth chart that was released.
Yeah, I mean, we go with the 3 wide receivers. I mean, I wouldn't look too deep into this depth chart. You know, I mean, when with him, it's really we got 2 different sets of tight ends. We got guys that are kind of we call our Ys, and then a group that's the Fs. So I mean, they're really like split in half. You only can put so many positions on there. So I mean, I wouldn't look too much into the tight end thing.
He's saying, we're not putting him on the line to block anybody. He's a slot receiver. Therefore, I'm going to make up a letter and call him an F. So he can just be a slot receiver,
the
but y'all call him
means
a tight end.
Nothing.
Not at all.
Here's Adam Gase. I'll listen to anybody that wants to talk about John Denny. John Denny has been on this Dolphins team for how many years?
We got drafted together.
I think you got drafted with John Denny?
Yep, I was third and he was seventh. Me and Denny spent a lot of time together.
He is still the long snapper on this team, and here is Adam Gase talking about him.
The guy's in unbelievable physical condition. I think he is the ultimate pro. He knows how to work with other guys. I mean, and it's been a short period of time, but over the last 3 years, everybody that we've ever brought in if they're not with us during the season, they're just here in the spring, he does such a good job of helping those guys learn how to be professionals. Like, he takes a lot of pride and makes sure, like you never hear about our guys being like quirky or different or anything as far as our kickers and punters. It's everybody kind of falls in line, and he does a good job of leading those guys and showing them the ropes and how to do things.
How much money is John Denny making now?
Got to make over $1 million.
Make over $1 million, right? And that's all he does is long snap? Is that all he does?
That's it. Punting and field goal since 2005.
I mean, you feel like he could do it till he's 50.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of long snappers. And he's a massive human.
Is he?
You don't think about it because he's a long snapper. Denny's way bigger than me. Denny is 6'4", 6'5". Denny's a big human, and he's good at his job. I think he's been to a Pro Bowl for long snapping, like. And he has a fleet of children, is all I know about John Denny. Oh, man, he's Mormon.
He is?
Yeah, he's Mormon. And when John Beck came in, John Denny tried to protect John Beck from us.
Oh.
We wasn't big enough. We ran Beck's ass out of every restaurant he was ever in with us. But John Denny has
a
fleet of kids, and I won't tell you which one, but on any given day, you can catch a bunch of Denny's at a Chick-fil-A playing on the bouncy house.
Is that true?
Yeah.
He's making 1.1 mil this year.
So how many seasons has he played?
He's played, this is his 14th year.
Yeah.
Or 13.
And was he long snapper when you started too? That's what he's done his entire career?
We drafted him in the seventh round. He long snapped the second he got there, and he's still doing the exact thing. I don't believe he's missed a game. I don't think he missed a game in 14 years.
And he's made 11 mil.
Yeah, I mean, that's not bad, right? To be a long snapper, make over $10 million doing that?
He's living good, playing. Think about it. How many really field goals a game or attempts?
Right. Four, I mean,
a couple punts. At the worst, 6 punts. So he's playing 10 plays a game, therefore playing less than 200 plays a year. Some guys play 60 plays in one game.
And you got to figure there's not much stress on a long snapper.
You're not expected to make a tackle on punt.
Right.
Like when a long snapper makes a tackle, you're surprised. How the hell did Denny get down there? Get the ball back to the holder or the punter, and your job's pretty much done. They tell you to run down there, but you have no expectations to make a play.
Over $10 million doing that over 14 seasons. Like,
oh, you don't
that
think
worked
my,
out well.
I don't even let my son play football. I let him snap, though.
He wants to be the long snapper.
Daddy, let's tackle. No. Throw it between your legs back, and Daddy's going to be right here. Man, I let him do that all day.
All right, there's more stuff to
6'5", 260.
Here for is he that big?
People do not. I've had this conversation with people. Denny is a monster. He's just a long, like people say long snapper different. You play linebacker? Yeah, linebacker. Oh, Denny's the long snapper. It's a more gentle position.
So what does he look like? Like Big John Studd? You know what Big John Studd looks Mm-mm. like? Does he
John
look like
Studd.
Big John Studd? He was a wrestler. Hold on, I'm going to show you. And this is just in my head. Like, I literally have no idea what he looks like. So I'm going to show you a picture, and you tell me if I'm close to
He's not yoked up.
No, he's not
like,
yoked up.
He's little big dad body.
Here's Big John Studd, the old wrestler.
Pretty close.
That's what I picture him. Just the more that you talk about it, that's how I picture.
A little less facial hair, but yeah, that's him. Like, not, you know, muscles, but no definition,
right.
But just a big, massive man. 6'5", 260, that's no pushover.
Oh, good for him.
I didn't know Mormons grew that big.
I love the, he has to be an outlier. right? All right, we've got more to play from Adam Gase. Frank Gore spoke with the media today as well. We will hear from him. A lot to get to still this afternoon.
Man, you got to go to South Florida Buick GMC dealers, and you have to check out the Encore, the Enclave, the Regal, the Envision, the LaCrosse. These lines of 2018 Buicks are amazing. Fell in love with them. I go and eat lunch there just to sit down and look at these beautiful vehicles. And my cousin, I've been talking about these Buick GMC dealers of South Florida for months now. My cousin went and got an Encore. I knew it was beautiful. I knew the technology because everything that Buick makes, the technology is there. All the bells and whistles you want for a nice ride, a comfortable ride for you and your family. But I was surprised by the performance. I won't lie. Never drove a Buick Encore until my cousin got one, and I got in that beautiful compact SUV. It has a very sleek, athletic look, and it performs that way. It performs athletic, all-wheel drive, direct fuel injection, and it has start and stop technology. So when you're performing but you stop, the engine shuts off, and then as soon as you take your foot off the brake, it cuts back on, gets going, it saves you gas, and it has all the storage space you need. So it's performing. It's getting out there. You will love driving it. Got all the storage space, and it's going to help you out with the technology. That's why I'm telling you to get to your South Florida Buick GMC dealers. They got something going on right now, and you don't want to miss out. Now to that beautiful car at 4G Wi-Fi, Apple CarPlay, and Sirius XM radio, and you're set to go. Go get you an Encore. You will love it. And I know when I get a vehicle, I have to know my family's safe, my wife's safe, my kids are safe. I'm at work. I'm out of town. The Encore has a 5-star safety rating, front collision alert, blind spot alert, lane departure alert, all those things to tell you what the dummies around you are doing. You could be a great driver, but the dummies around you, they're trying to run into you. You have everything you need for that peace of mind on the road. Go check out the Encore, the Enclave, the Envision, the Cross, the Regal. You got to get down to one of your South Florida Buick GMC dealers right now. Now, and I want you to test drive that Encore. Radio.com.
Radio.com. We were talking in the previous segment about Terrell Owens before we started listening to Adam Gase, and I was saying impossible that he could be broke, but Channing researching it says that that dude is dead broke.
He made $66.8 million in NFL contracts. They said they estimated another 15 to 20 in endorsements. And in 2015, he had to ask a judge to take down his child support because he's paying $60,000 a month to four different women in child support, and also paying their mortgages so his kids can stay in a nice house, and that's $63,000 a month. Whew. So he's $123,000, and that's post-taxes. So that's about $200,000 a month before taxes.
But he's got no, there's a difference. He's got no income or he's got no savings. Like he's broke or he's got no income.
He has no income and he's paying that out of his savings. And then his house got foreclosed on. And that's when he had to move in with that crazy, he had a girlfriend that was like 10 years older than him. He moved in with her in L.A. because he didn't have a house because his house got foreclosed on. So if he's playing broke, he's a hell of an actor. Because he got me with all this stuff. So, yes, I believe $120,000 a month, that could run you broke very fast.
Yeah, I would say that can. So maybe he does need a CFL salary.
You know what? And people are saying, T.O.'s dead broke. And I'm thinking, to what most people think, he had $80 million in contracts. How could he be broke?
Right.
But I always go back to Antoine Walker.
Yeah.
$110
million.
And I've heard him tell the story out of his own mouth. It was on TV. Yes, he ran through it. So if he can run through 110, T.O. can run through 80. And he's a little crazy, too.
Right.
Crazy people waste money now.
I guess so.
Oh, yeah. They come up with dumb ideas because they're crazy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Crazy.
It's simple, but it makes sense.
Yes.
A crazy person's going to have dumb ideas.
Yep. I guarantee if
very
we look
rarely
into
rarely
yeah.
is a crazy person going to have brilliant ideas.
Let's
Although,
get
like,
a gym Elon, with no weights.
Elon Musk, he's kind of crazy. When he created Tesla.
You've got to have some sort of crazy.
That's true. You have to have a little bit of crazy.
They said Albert Einstein was supposed to be a little
different. He was a nut. Who's the guy? Wasn't there an athlete or an actor that, remember when there was that oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico? And
Mark Wahlberg?
Was it Mark Wahlberg?
No, he was the actor.
No, you know what? It was Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner invented something that could have vacuumed up the ocean or something.
Really?
Kevin Costner. I remember him being like, I've got something here that'll fix this. Just
you know what?
Listen to me.
Yeah, BP bought Kevin Costner's oil spill cleanup machines.
They did?
Yes.
He's been doing research for years. Wasn't he in Waterworld?
He was in Waterworld.
Yeah, man, I trust Kevin Costner with anything with the ocean.
How much did Kevin Costner make selling his ocean cleaners?
$16 million.
Oh, well, that's not a great. I mean, it's nothing to sneeze at, but that, like.
Damn, Hog, big bank Hank over here.
No, but I mean, if you're going to clean the ocean, you'd feel.
Yeah. A little more important than 16.
I feel like that. I mean, you can buy a house for $16
million. Maybe it wasn't that good.
Antoine Walker made 110 playing basketball.
Dude could have bought 10 ocean cleaners. from Kevin Costner. All right, here's Adam Gase. What were we going to listen to here? About Jakeem Grant. Adam Gase on Jakeem Grant finding a role with the team.
Yeah. I mean, we'll just kind of see how it plays out. I mean, he's going to have some kind of role. I mean, he did a lot of good stuff, and, you know, I'm a big fan. The more receivers, the better.
All right. Looks like Jakeem Grant. I don't know if he's going to be returning punts or not, but.
They said he's been impressive. I'm a sizist. He's tiny. I just worried about his ball security and his health. But if Adam Gase likes him, bring him back. But when he starts fumbling and getting hurt, I'm going to come back and say, hey, I don't like them little dudes.
Adam Gase today on how the offensive line has performed.
It wasn't the first group, but we made a mistake on one of the sacks. The defense did a really good job on the first third down. They had everybody covered. And, you know, we just talked about when that happens, we just got to roll. You know, Ryan, love to see him just run, get down, get the first, and we're good to go. You know, the first group's been pretty good. We just got – sometimes when we go with some of these, you know, different protections, everybody's got to be on the same page. You know, we can't have any miscues there. You know, with what you see pressure-wise on third down, different fronts, you know, we have to be really good at making sure everybody's assignment is correct. And when we get that locked down, we feel good about the talent we have and what those guys are able to do. And really, it's that chemistry. I feel like it's coming along well. It's just we just have to tighten it up just a little more.
Finally, Adam Gase on Rashawn Scott. So Rashawn Scott's been on the practice squad for a couple of seasons now, but I know a lot of guys are certainly down here rooting for him. And I think he had a good scrimmage, right? Like he's a couple of things that I've read about, I think from Omar or Chris Perkins or whatever, is that Rashawn Scott's playing some good football.
It's just a crowded receiver room right now.
It is. But none of them are great. Like that's the, it's funny. We go, it's a crowded receiving room, but like no one's great. But do they have a great receiver?
No. Great?
Great.
Like, we're just talking about Randy Moss and T.O. Like,
well,
I'm considering
Jarvis great.
No. No.
I don't think they have a great receiver.
Kenny is explosive.
Kenny's good.
I lost
Devontae
confidence in
could
Devontae.
Be great.
He has the potential. Albert Wilson has the potential. Danny Amendola.
Was maybe great at one point.
Know, great.
It's easier to be great when Tom Brady's throwing you the ball.
He's above average. But no greatness. But even going deeper, Jakeem Grant, Isaiah Ford. There's names popping. Isaiah Ford had a big practice
big
one
practice.
Time. There's names popping up in front of Rashawn Scott. And I'm cool with him. I say what's up to him because at UM going down there and then going to the Dolphins, there are six or seven people in front of him. It's going to be tough for Rashawn to make this team.
Here's Adam Gase on Rashawn Scott, how well he plays under pressure.
I brought this up last week. He doesn't look around. He's not worried about anybody else but himself. And I've always appreciated that about him since he's been here, and he's a competitor. Right when you think he's, you know, he'll be back against the wall, and he finds a way to fight himself into the mix. And he's doing the same thing again. He's making big plays. He's not making mistakes. You know, he's doing a really good job on special teams. He knows how to get to that level where all of a sudden now everybody's kind of talking about him, and now it's going to come down to, all right, how are we going to play in the preseason games?
You know who does work with Chris Chambers? You know, the story, Devontae Parker didn't want to work with Chris Chambers and didn't want his help. Rashawn Scott goes there every offseason and works with Chris Chambers.
Like, Rashawn Scott, I mean, since he got drafted, or was he even drafted? He was probably an undrafted free agent.
No, free agent.
He's been busting his ass to make this roster. I've heard more about him heading into this season. But now that I'm thinking it, like, now that we're kind of talking about it, there's no great receiver. So that's, you know, good maybe for Rashawn Scott because it's not like, well, hey, there's these three guys that you're never going to play, or it could be negative, though, for Dolphins fans. I'm trying to think of if they have great anything.
It's tough for Rashawn, and it's tough for Dolphins fans, I'll be honest, because there isn't like, hey, it's Julio Jones, and then all of us are fighting. It's a bunch of guys that are pretty good, and they're all getting paid more than him, and they all just came, and they all just got promised a signing
right.
bonus and
I mean,
all.
That's the thing. Danny Amendola is on the team and is going to get receptions, right? Albert Wilson is on the team. He's going to get receptions.
Kenny's locked in.
Mike Gesicki was a second-round draft pick. He's going to get balls thrown at him, right?
Yep. Devontae Parker. I mean, Kenny Stills is locked in.
Devontae Parker has to get balls thrown to him because you have to know now in year four what you're dealing with. So
Marquise Gray, AJ Derby. Like, you start going down the list, there are so many receivers.
And like I said, Isaiah
team.
Ford was having good practices. Jakeem Grant's got to get some balls.
So we just
is Leonte Carew still on the team?
Leonte Carew, that's what we didn't even think about.
Yes.
And they have to, or honestly, I would think they'd trade Leonte if somebody has interest in him, because for us not to bring him up, that's sad. But, Hawk, we just brought up 10 to 12 guys before we brought up Rashawn Scott's name. Like,
right, yeah.
Even if he can make it, I think he should try to make it somewhere else, because they just locked into a bunch of guys, not great players, but above average, pretty good guys that they paid a lot of money to. Rashawn's numbers will get Rashawn.
Like, talking about this, it doesn't give you pause for the season.
No, Kenyon's going to be something.
I mean, we don't even know if they have they do have a great running back, Frank Gore. He's in the tail end of his career. He's great. He's a Hall of Famer. There's no question about
it. You have the old guy,
who's going to hand the knowledge and the work ethic to Kenyon Drake. If Kenyon Drake accepts what Frank Gore has to teach him, that can only be good news for Kenyon Drake.
And Frank Gore does not get tackled for a loss. He's too smart. He's too shifty. He understands the game too well. Frank Gore is going to get you 4 yards a carry. He's still doing it. I think he was 3.8 last year, 3.8. Frank will get you 4. Kenyon can break the 66, 70 yarders like he did last year twice. I think that combination is good. I think I think Frank Gore's a Hall of Fame running back. Is he still great right now, 2018? He's very, very good. He's not great. I just think he got a little old, a little long in the tooth, as they say. But him and Kenyon, I say we have a great running back room right now. I really do believe in our running back.
What does that mean, long in the tooth?
Well, it means old, but yeah. I don't know,
like,
why.
Why are you?
To be honest, your teeth keep growing. Like alligators, different
after
animals.
After you die?
Humans too. Not after you die. Like,
oh, you mean just throughout your life?
Yeah, like if your teeth didn't sit against each other. Like when people get their top teeth knocked out, their bottom teeth keep growing up. Your teeth will keep growing, and animals do it all the time. So as long as you get old, you get long in the tooth. Tooth gets long.
Look at that.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Your teeth stop themselves from growing.
I think you're lying.
Top and bottom. Man, I try to explain stuff to you. You always come back with some of that foolishness.
Wouldn't it be great if there was something else that kept growing? Let me talk about the cheetah.
That'll make it. That'll do it. I've grown at the cheetah. Let me go.
Are you ready for some football? Kick off the preseason with football action, girls, and beer. Enjoy football season with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at any Cheetah Gentlemen's Club, Hallandale Beach, Pompano Beach, and Palm Beach. Watch all the action in Cheetah Hallandale's ultra-high-tech sports lounge live and in full sound on 60-inch HD TVs, giant projector screens. No better place to watch football all season long than at the Cheetah Clubs. Now, you know by now, if you listen to me, you can receive free drinks, special offers, info on upcoming events just by texting the word Cheetah and the number 1 to 72727, Cheetah 1 to 72727. Also like them on Facebook and Instagram. Your eyes will thank you later. Got to make the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Get to any Cheetah Club, enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 a.m. till 3 p.m., happy hour till 6 p.m., so much more. And don't forget, whenever there's a big sporting event going on, come watch it at Cheetah Hallandale Beach's state-of-the-art 14,000-square-foot entertainment complex. It's amazing. Their separate sports lounge with 10 60-inch HD TVs, 6 giant projectors. That is the place, guys, to watch any big sporting event. Every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, which happens to be tonight at all Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. In the Biz Guests, enjoy 25% off their entire bar tab, free admission, plus enjoy $100 Svedka vodka bottle specials. If you want more info, check out their website at cheetahsofl.com.
Radio.com. Radio. Radio.com.
560 WQAM invites you to join Big O live from the Man Cave at Twin Peaks in Davie. After every training camp practice, Twin Peaks will have great drink and food specials, so you got to come cool off, hang with 560 WQAM and Big O. That's at Twin Peaks in Davie. Eats, drinks, and scenic views. They practice enough before this first game on Thursday? I always felt like, and I know it's gotten less and less over the years, but have they practiced enough before this game on Thursday?
Yes, when you involve OTAs and mini camps and all.
It's enough.
Yes, it's enough. Because it's just, they know the playbook through OTAs and mini camp. Now you just have to implement the physical side of it. You have your, it's not like they get their playbooks taken away during that month off.
Right. I mean, you're learning all day, every day.
Yeah, it's kind of what I always say where young dudes get in trouble where they think that month off is summer break. It's a month break right before the season starts. Because when you get to camp, like you're saying, you don't got but 3 weeks until football. So that month off is a time to really get in, really grind, really drive, film, playbook, you know, get in shape and everything so you can get into that season. Because if you come to camp thinking you're going to get in shape in these 3 weeks, you're going to be tired as hell in this first game.
Ryan Tannehill play Thursday night? That's the plan, right? Maybe a series or two? I mean, you got to get him some snap. Even though you need to be cautious with him, you got to get him some snaps, right?
You got to be a little cautious with him. But he should be healthy by now. Like, you have to see if he got it. You have to see. I want him to take a hit. I want him to go down. Like, I need football.
Are people
to
hitting?
Happen.
I know the starters maybe will play the first couple of series. Are they hitting? Is there?
Oh yeah. If you get to the quarterback, that's one thing you can't do football wise. It is tough. It's think about the most sacks ever in a year is what, 22 and a half.
The defensive line though. I mean, are they trying as hard as they would in a regular season game to get to the quarterback?
For those six to ten plays,
I'll give you my all those 6 to 10 plays.
That's my job. Because what happens if the coach sees the starters loafing or just, you know, they call it brother-in-lawing, where I'm in my gap, I'm just doing my job, I'm not trying
to
really
make you play longer.
Destroy, they'll make you play longer the next game. And the only thing, and I've told this is one of the best, well, not the most inspirational pregame speeches, but one of the most memorable pregame speeches I ever had was my rookie year, junior sayout came out, and they were like, I don't know, somebody said told him to say something or whatever, and I don't think Junior was with it. So he walked out and said, hey, guys, they're paying us $270 to play this game. They don't care about you. They don't care about us. We're playing for each other. Let's go out there and do something. And it's true. Guys make the league minimum right now is probably $20,000 a game for the low-end guys. They pay you $250 to $300 for a preseason game.
I don't want to play any longer than I have to.
I want to get in and get out. There's guys that make $200 to take each step during a game. Those guys that make $200,000 a game and stuff like that, you're going to pay me $270? Oh, yeah, I don't want to be in this game.
So what are we
long.
Looking for? Thursday night's the Dolphins' first preseason game. It's against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What are we looking for? A couple connections from Tannehill to Gesicki? A couple connections to Devontae Parker? Like, what are we looking for?
A offensive scheme that works and you can slowly matriculate down the field and score
protection,
a touchdown.
Protection?
Yes.
Offensive line protection? But that would be something you could see?
Overall, run the ball, get you 6. Throw the ball and get 15. Then run the ball a couple more. Like, really, like, I want to see, you want to see, we want to see. We want to see an offense. And then we want to see a defense that can go 3 and out, that can really stonewall somebody.
And no penalties, right? They have a penalty problem. I read about this at the scrimmage on Saturday.
They had 6 penalties at scrimmage. 5 of them were pre-snap penalties.
And they're the highest penalized team in the NFL by, like, 40 yards a game or something like that. Crazy, since Adam Gase became the head coach. Adam Gase, if you look at the penalty numbers, it would say Adam Gase does not coach a well-coached team, a team that, you know, knows and doesn't hurt themselves. They're the most penalized team in the NFL over the last 3 years.
Now, why is that? Do you think it's, hey, I'm a player's coach? Remember when Jarvis would get some penalties? He said, I don't care. I love the attitude. Was it maybe, hey, you guys got to do what you got to do out there. Don't worry about penalties. We're going to go out there. Like, be aggressive. Like, is it that? And then all of a sudden, he seems to now want to throttle that back a little bit because seems to be developing into a problem.
When it's the dumb penalties. There's dumb penalties, jumps offside. The pre-snap penalties are just dumb penalties. That's not aggressiveness. And then the personal fouls and all are dumb. A coach can deal with an offensive lineman holding once a game. A cornerback maybe reaching out and grabbing a receiver that beat him. Okay, hey, you got hands to the face here. You're still playing aggressive. Jumping off sides. We had a bunch of delay of games last year. I know we had backup quarterbacks. Delay of games, those dumb plays, and then Jarvis in the Buffalo game, Kenyon Drake in that Buffalo game.
That Buffalo game was an aberration.
You're fighting? You're fighting? You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand getting excited, but you really went, y'all got into a fist fight on the field. That's where people will say you have an undisciplined team. A couple holding calls, everybody gets those. When you start doing the pre-snap and post-snap penalties, that's when you say, hey, this coach does not teach a disciplined team. And if you look at the numbers right now, Adam Gase does not have a disciplined team.
Is the game Thursday here? Is that at Hard Rock Stadium?
Yes, 7 p.m.
All right. So you got a magazine there.
It's my fantasy magazine, but this is where I saw that number. Let me tell you what it is.
I've got a magazine as well.
You want to win? Paul magazine is there!
Oh, which one's that one, Hawk?
This is Street and Smith's College Football. When we did Big Ten Media Days.
That's where you got the...
I couldn't remember where DJ Durkin was coaching, so... I bought the whole magazine.
The Dolphins have had 268 penalties since Adam Gase became the head coach, and that is most in the NFL by far, is what they say.
What magazine you got there?
This is my Lindy Sports Fantasy.
Lindy?
Yeah, they got the little tear out. They got the little tear out in the middle. I think it's an old man. He probably look good, though.
Okay.
Probably thick. Can you call a man thick?
Sure.
What does it mean, the same as a woman?
Let's see what it says here about the Miami Hurricanes.
You thick.
ACC Miami Hurricanes. You know, they're, what are they, number 8 in the preseason poll?
Coaches poll.
Florida was others receiving votes.
Yeah, we got some work to do. You know, it's funny. We don't have a quarterback, but I believe y'all don't either.
See, did you mark down when I said it earlier in the show? My hot take
I do have it marked.
Malik Rozier is going to have a breakout season. No one's believing in Malik Rozier, and I think he's going to have a breakout season.
Why, Hawk?
That is fandom speaking. Like, that's fandom. But I give credence in college football to, look at that. Michael Fabiano's top 5 fantasy busts for 2018. Number 1, Jarvis Landry. That's on ESPN right now.
I like it. I do, man. A man talking trash about everybody in South Florida. Yeah, man, get out of here. Be happy. Man, I said, how can you still be angry with $70 million in your pocket?
I
couldn't yell at anybody if I had $70 million.
I believe that you have to give a significant amount of credence to a fifth-year senior that's a quarterback for a team that's on the upswing. I just think that I know that, you know, maybe Malik Rozier doesn't have the greatest, what was it, completion percentage was something that we looked at that was pretty weak. Yeah. I know that some people don't feel like he commands the offense maybe the way that a great quarterback would, but I have to feel like if you're a fifth-year senior, you come in with more confidence than you could ever have in your collegiate football career. And, you know, I there's some pressure on them because they're a top 10 team, preseason top 10 team. So it's not like, hey, whatever you do is cream cheese because no one's expecting anything. People are expecting stuff from the Miami Hurricanes. So there is pressure. But I feel like he's pretty calm, cool, and composed in the pocket. And I think that goes a long way for college football quarterbacks.
His disposition's there. I'm with you.
Yes, the disposition is perfect.
And I'm kind of with you on him being under Mark Richt, who is the OC. I know Thomas Brown's name, but him working with Mark Richt for another entire offseason. Mark Richt locked him in as the starter, a month ago when he was like, hey, Malik's the starter. I'm not even playing his game with y'all. I question if he has the tools. I question if he has the arm strength, Hawk. I question if he has the accuracy. I question that side. His maturity, I didn't think about that. Second year in the offense, there's a lot on that side of the case. I question if he has the tools to do it.
This is what it says in my magazine. I've got a magazine. Offensively, Miami doesn't have the uncertainty of last year thanks to the emergence of Malik Rozier. The senior threw for 3,120 yards, 26 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions in his first year as starter, and he's the likely choice to retain the job. However, redshirt freshman Nikosi Perry is a name to watch for this year and beyond. See, I think there's something to be said for him. Those are good numbers. 26 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, over 3,000 yards passing.
Yeah. No, but we know that was a lot in the Toledo game.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot in those games. We saw Pitt when he got benched. So there are pros. Florida State, those passes late. Like, he had some flashes, but for you to lock in the number 8, top 10 for all the season, he's going to have to play great every week. He's going to have to. I don't believe this defense is going to lead the nation in turnovers again. I think the offense is going to have to do a lot more this year to keep him on top, and the defense just can't choke people out. He has to prove it to me, Hawk. I think you're excited. I need a lot more proof out of Malik.
Hurricane starts September 2nd. LSU, nationally televised game on a Sunday. Next day is what, Labor Day or Memorial Day?
Labor Day.
We're going to work.
Oh, yeah.
We're working.
We're working on Labor Day?
Yeah, well, man.
Isn't it two holidays back-to-back on Monday? Rosh Hashanah's the day before.
Oh, is that so?
The Monday before, yeah. I was thinking about taking it off, but I'm not allowed.
Rosh Hashanah's in August?
Or some Jewish holiday.
Is it? It might be. I don't know.
I don't know. I just know that there's two Mondays.
It's funny that you know. Yeah, I know.
How do you not know?
Because he knows it through Delaware Chicken Farm. I don't.
I can't know holidays.
This is going to be a whole different animal. I talked earlier, you know, my mom passed away last week, but that's how I knew when the Jewish holidays were, because she would call me and go, hey, what are we going to do for Rosh Hashanah? Now I got to ask Channing.
Well, no, Rosh Hashanah starts September 9th.
Okay, so it's the following week.
And September 11th.
All right.
Are you supposed to fast through that the whole time?
No, Rosh Hashanah is the new year. Yom Kippur, you fast.
Oh.
Yeah. Rosh Hashanah is happy times.
Happy times.
But last 3 days?
Yeah, but I mean, it's because you have a couple Rosh Hashanah dinners.
Okay.
You'll be talking about, gefilte
Man,
fish.
Man, I like that gefilte fish. Ooh, that beef brisket. Is that it? Angus
beef
brisket.
Yeah, man. You have a brisket, some gefilte fish. Rosh Hashanah's fun.
I like it. I'm a matzah boy.
Oh, you are going to matzah up.
Ooh, I'm going to rub it all over myself.
All right, we got to take a break. 1 hour left on our program. We'll come right back after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.